Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
One that got away, one we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey, the only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs to your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, from a tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a Comatell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Thought it didn't fight, just strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence see the beat, only dude you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, though they wouldn't shoot. They weapons, seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sonnet. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a solid. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a solid. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a solid. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the spoon with the hate. Chase the Panthers out of state. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air, the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies, they teach you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human born that bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed peoples
segregation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Rip the chains, the American way slaves, rip the chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a dollar. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a dollar. Whip the chains, the American way slaves, whip the chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a dollar. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a dollar.
Sheikh Ali Mam Akbar Abdullah Kareem. I just want to welcome you to just another episode of Black Power Radio. Tonight, we have in the top of our questionnaire, Ye, Kyrie, entertainment, and sports. They have all spoken. What say ye tonight on Black Power Radio? We're in the beautiful city of Washington, D.C., a potentially fair city. We have, of course, the most informative radio talk show on the Internet. And perhaps tonight you could be tuned in on your smartphone, and then many have the Android. Some have the dumb phone. Others have the paranoid. By whatever means you decide to tune in tonight, you chose Black Power Radio. And we're so beautiful. We look so beautiful tonight as we are just looking at all of the options. And when you weigh all facts and circumstances, you see that the black man, woman, and child is left against the wall. I mean, is the voice of we the people being heard today? Is the voice of we the people being obeyed today? We have a panelist tonight to shed some light on it. But just before I go to our National Minister of Justice, who is anxiously waiting on the West Coast to discuss this subject tonight, we have our beloved sister, the Queen Mother Beverly, who is our spiritual advisor here with us tonight. And we're so happy to hear her and happy that she decided to give us a few words of wisdom and encouragement from our beloved Queen Mother right in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And we're happy to have you with us tonight. She is the mother of Lavelle Lane. They have saw fit to kill Lavelle Lane, and they've also saw fit to not update the parents of Lavelle Lane. But nevertheless, she is a steward, and she speaks forthright. And as well, she is our national spiritual advisor, and she has a few words to share with you before we go to the West Coast to get into some curry, entertainment, sports. Have all spoken. We want to know tonight from you, what say ye? Invite your friends, your loved ones. If you got a few haters out there, still tell them to call 515-605-9889. Again, for the numerically pure at heart, we're at 515-605-9889, and we can get them all on the air tonight on Black Power Radio, because you're live, Queen Mother, you're live in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and thank you for joining us tonight here at Black Power Radio. Peace be unto you, and power to we the people. There we are. We are
blessings
all punched
upon,
in. Blessings
upon,
to you as well.
Everyone that's on the line, and I thank you, and I thank you for staying in tune with us and trying to keep up with our daily routine, and just ask God to just continue to guide and protect us and give us patience and to sustain the trials and tribulations that's come upon us in this world. You know, he's not going to put no more on us so we can bear, and just ask for guidance and protection and knowledge and wisdom. And I just want to thank y'all. I'm not in the best of health today. My youngest daughter had a cold. She went to the urgent care yesterday. You know how colds are. Seasons are changing. But I just hope it's just a little 24-hour bug. But I basically want to listen because I don't have no updates. It's the weekend. Today is day 44, and I still don't know why I had to bury my son, so we still put on pause, but we still fighting the cause. I guess patience is a virtue, so, and I'm still trusting and believing in my Heavenly Father, and I know he's not going to put no more on me than I can bear, and I'm going to stand on that, and you know, and I just walk by faith and not by sight. That's all I got to say.
Yes, ma'am. As we stand with you, Queen Mother Beverly Lane and Beverly Lane Reese and your family at this hour for the loss of your son, our sentiments and prayers are always with you and your husband, Mr. Reese. I spoke with him earlier today, and we hope that he is getting over the slight that he has as well, getting some of that hot tea and the good hot soup from the Carolina via New York City. And we're just so happy that you joined us tonight on Black Power Radio. Power to we the people. I guess if you all are ready, we have an action-packed show tonight. We want to keep the Lane and the Reese family in our prayers and sentiments and any work that you can do in that favor. The family is greatly appreciative at this hour. We're now ready to go. Let me chime. My brother, make sure his mic is working right in Spartanburg, right by her as I'm doing a drive-by. We have our brother Ty is over there. Ty Knitt is over in Spartanburg with the family, and we just want him to say a few things as we go to pick up our West Coast representative. Yes, go ahead, Brother Ty. You there? With us?
Yo, y'all there?
Oh, mama.
Peace and black power.
There?
Hey. Love.
Who there?
Yeah,
say who there,
yeah,
before.
Yeah. I'm in here. I'm in
there?
The building.
Who there? You right there? All right.
That's me up in the building, yeah. Yeah, the crackers about to know it. Hey, look at here. Yeah, yeah, I'm on your ass.
There, who
that? You know what I'm saying? I'm close by. You feel me? I'm up in here.
Yes, sir.
And,
yes,
and
yes, sir.
If they blink, guess what? Don't blink. If they blink, I'm on their ass. I'm already on their ass, but if you blink, I'm all the way up on you. You know what I'm saying? So they trying to play it like, oh, yeah, we good to go. But guess what? I'm on their ass.
Yes, sir.
I'm right here in town. I'm on their buns. And we ain't doing this for entertainment or for fun. We doing it because we need. Hey, look, it's like this right here. Back in the day, things happened to our people. Slavery happened. Different things happened to our people. And people today, they sit there and say, "Well, if I was living back then, if I was there, I would have did this. I would have did that." Well, we here today. What we going to do today for what's going on today? They doing shit to us today. It ain't going to be the same as back in the day. So you got people talking about what they would have did back then. What you doing now? What are we doing today as a people together to fight what they doing to us right now? All I see is people down putting on gold chains and fancy shoes and buying cars when they get money and disrespecting our sisters and that's all I see, but guess what? We're going to start getting rid of y'all, too. If you can't go with the flow or the way the thing's supposed to be going, then you might as well join the opposition. You might as well be their right-hand man. Can you do what you're supposed to be doing? Can everybody do what they're supposed to be doing? It ain't got to be much because everybody got a different strength. And we only as strong as the weakest member on our team or the slowest member on our team. We only as fast as the slowest member on our team. But is everybody doing what they can? Is everybody fully capacitating their abilities? If they ain't, then guess what? Join the other side, then you might as well. Because guess what? If you get caught slipping, you might as well be their friend. To the end.
That's right, that's right. Right.
Mr. Albar, you feel me?
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying? If you understand what I'm saying, say it back in your words if you understand what I'm saying.
You know how they operate. That's right.
Say it back in your words if you understand what I'm saying, boss man.
Get loud and clear. Yes, sir. And the sentiments are well received. Well received. Yes, sir.
Everybody need to step up to the plate and do what they're supposed to be doing. Huh?
That's right.
Everybody need to be doing something. It might not, this person might not do much, but they doing something. They doing everything they can do. Then the next person, they doing something. Everybody need to be doing something instead of looking like, oh, yeah, my little one vote won't count. Well, if everybody say their little one vote don't count, then ain't nobody voting. And then we ain't getting nowhere. But everybody just say, well, I'm going to put in my little 2 cents. I'm going to just see what I can do with this right here. I'm going to just get in where I fit in. I'm going to just try to double up, you know what I'm saying, on this right here. And get right, man, we got something going on. I can take losing a fight. I can understand losing a fight as long as I put all my 150% effort up. But if you sit there and motherfuckers swinging at you and you ain't doing nothing, you throwing up a guard and you doing this, but you ain't fighting back, I can't understand that. If you give 100% fight, then you got a mental win. You won mentally because you put up everything you could. But if you ain't doing nothing, come on, people. Let's get together. Let's treat one another the right way. And let's do what we're supposed to be doing. You know what you're supposed to be doing. Everybody don't know because they're not where you at. They don't see what you see. They ain't got the perception that you got. They ain't doing what you're doing every day. But you know what you can do. So do what you're supposed to be doing. Huh? If you ain't got time to do what you got to do, hey, look, 77 Bakers, send the money. That right there, that's for hotels, that's for gas, That's for people ride across the country to the other side or whatever like that. Fund something. Put up money for equipment. Put up money for expertise in certain areas or what have you. Do something that you can do on your behalf. That's all I'm saying. Everybody ain't stepping up. But guess what? I'm going to step up, and I'm going to be right here, and I got y'all's back. You ain't even got to have my back. But guess what? I still got your back because you're my brother and you're my sister. So I got y'all's back.
Great.
That's right.
That's right, brother. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Gentlemen. Sir. Our soldiers, man. If you know what a brother like Brother Ty here, what he has to go through to run a chapter and keep all the things going that he has to manage. And most of our people, from my experience, are not great managers. And Brother Ty is fast becoming a great manager. And my, I'm telling you, he has a lot on the plate, has a lot to offer, and a lot that he shares every single day. Keep not only South Carolina, but many other regions supplied the needs and meeting the needs of we the people. And we can only extend the applause and the accolades of promise and pride and good support for a brother like Brother Ty, because, man, you are rare. You are rare as a rose in winter, and you already know you're one in a million, beloved. And we thank you so much for sharing those sentiments with us. As we go out, we got two more that's going to talk to you tonight. One is on the West Coast, and she'll bring in our chief of staff. But our National Minister of Justice is on that West Side, and she's out there on that West Side rolling. This is her program tonight, the Ye and Kyrie Entertainment and Sports. They have all spoken. What say ye, brother and sister? What do you have to say? Ye spells ye if you use it properly in the right context. The voice of we the people being heard or obeyed today, the Sister of Justice, Dr. Critical Truth Bay, we're happy to have you. Peace be unto you. Power to we the people. And welcome to Black Power.
Oh, man. Power to the people. Power to the people.
Come on, live with us.
What's up,
Los Angeles is in the house, y'all.
That's right. That's right. And I tell you, L.A. is doing some weird stuff, boy, I tell you. Well, right now we got the elections that's wrapping up. But more importantly, I'm so glad to be with you this evening. Black family, you could be anywhere listening, but you're tuning in with us here on Black Power Radio. So, Shaky Mom, this anti-Semite word, how has it been overused? We've been hearing this word lately in with the headlines concerning who we are and how we speak on who we really are. Now, you got Kyrie Irving and Kanye. We're going to start dismantling who they are, what the controversy and how it really started. If you haven't really listened to this piece of evidence right now, it's very important, Black family, because it's telling you that we are waking up and knowing who we are. So anti-Semite. Shaky Mom, can you tell me, or anybody on the call, what is anti-Semite? What does that word mean to you when you hear it in such a volatile, controversial way right now?
I was on another program, and they looked it up, one of the definitions now, and it starts out on nearly every instance, is talking about language. It's saying being of the Hebrew, Semitic languages, being against those who speak those languages. And when they say anti-Semitic, you're against the people who speak the language, what we know the language of prophecy, which we accredit all of the prophets speaking some form of this Semitic language. So they start out with the language. About 10 more to follow, but I'll start out with the language just to warm it up. And
of course, our National Chief of Staff says, call on him when you're ready, and he can explain. Of course, he has something to share on this as well. So go right ahead with our National Minister of Justice explaining the concept of anti-Semitism and how it relates to sports, entertainment, West, Yay, and Kyrie. Power to the people.
Well, yeah, so we're going to divulge into anti-Semitism next week, November 20th and the 21st. I want you to please research and listen to the hearings of what Kanye, also known as Ye, and Kyrie Irving, why these two brothers right now, despite of what their personal life is, what they're in hot water is right now is because they're literally letting the world know that we are the original man. And the original man is what we're going to divulge in later on into this broadcast. Before so, Brother Ty, Chief of Staff, he was very adamant. And I echo my brother's pain. I echo his pain because there are a lot of us that are out here in these fields doing the footwork, and it's not duplicated. And that takes a toll. It really takes a village, Black family. Now, right now, we have our brother Lavelle Lane, whose body was stolen on October 3rd, and still, 44 days later, we still do not know why we had to bury our brother. So right now, the focus is on Spartanburg, South Carolina, where they have a history of race soldiering to the point where we are not referenced in any capacity. We are automatically annihilated due to the melanin of our skin. Now, when this happens, we must come together as forthright to fight for justice in a way where we have to be proactive. So coming up Monday, November 21st, will be Spartanburg's next county council. If you are in the area, I do suggest you stop by the address for the county council will be 366 North Church Street, Main Level, Suite 500 in Spartanburg, South Carolina, zip code 29303. Again, 366 North Church Street, Main Level, Suite 500, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29303. And I believe the county council may be at 4 p.m. If Queen Mother Beverly can confirm that for us. We want to show support as much as we can. If you cannot be there physically, then make the phone calls necessary to the Spartanburg Detention Center to sled to the Governor McMaster, who first and foremost should have been on this case since the beginning. But unfortunately, this governor apparently has better things that he feels is more important and washed his hands of this case, basically. So how many of our young brothers and sisters who fall faint to these race soldiers, and the governor wants nothing to do with this. This is an outrage. This is unacceptable, Black family. So we must continue to unify and raise our voices. So please, if you can, attend the next county council for Spartanburg. It'll be Monday, November 21st, 4 p.m., and the address is 366 North Church Street. If you want more information or want to know how to join and create autonomy in your city, you can call us at 1-866-548-0521. That's 1-866-548-0521. And if you want to support financially the cause, definitely we have foot soldiers, travel expenses, this broadcast. All of this requires us to love each other financially, take care of each other financially as well as spiritually and physically. So you can cash up 77 Bakers. That's cash up 77 Bakers if you want to help donate to the cause. Now, as we move forward to finding out what's happening with Spartanburg County and why they are delaying even video evidence of what needs to be seen directly to the family, that's something that we must not let lying down. We must not let this lying down by any means. This is an outrage. If it's any non-Black family that faced a tragedy of such kind, I guarantee you not only the family will have courtesy of finding out what happened to their child, but they will get every aspect of city and county and probably state and national officials involving themselves in helping find answers and justice. But because we are, Black family, the original man, there is something that God told us that we'll be going through in a time such as this. He told us that we will be a stranger in a strange land for 400 years. And this is what we are going to focus on, is finding out who we are. And unfortunately, Black family, many times we forget who we are. We have been stripped from our culture. We have been devastated, displaced. We have been criminalized for wanting to better ourselves for 400 years. This is not something that has been a secret. It's been prophesied. So in the second hour, we're going to actually go on worship Sundays, and today we're going to go and divulge into the beginning. What is the beginning? Genesis. The book of Genesis is the beginning. And if we don't know where we come from, then we don't know who we are, and we definitely cannot know where we're going. So tonight, this evening, we want to take a look into us, who we are as the Black man, who we are as the real Semite. You see, Black family, there's a difference between being Jewish and being a Jew. And that word Jew has always been fastened to one particular demographic, one particular look. But the real Jews, ladies and gentlemen, as we look more into this evening, we are the original man. And that is why we have wages of war upon us until we know who we are in the Lord and stand up for ourselves. You see, the Lord already gave us a promise that we will take over and we will be the cornerstone that was rejected. But Black family, if we're missing the cue, if we're not in tune with our spiritual aspect, with our Creator, with our Lord, if we don't first have our feet planted on the ground, knowing that you are the real Jew, that you are the real Creator, then nothing can move forward in this season. And who will bear witness? Who will suffer the consequences? It's our children, our children's children. They are the ones that are going to be without. So we want to take forth this season to really focus on what our purpose is, how we're going to move forward, and finding out through these stories how we can come better.
But one minute. Give me, start hooking it about a minute.
So we'll be right back.
But there's a storm in your life, and it's
All right. So that was Modern Music, Walk on Water. And thank you for joining us on Power Radio and tuning on this Sunday as we bring you news, national, international, and local. We want to have you engage and think, especially as Black Power Radio. Our purpose is to bring you informative news for the Black man, for the original man. But that news can only go as good as the advice that is taken, shall we? So our topic today was, what does it mean to be that original man? As we hear celebrities right now being banned for using the word anti-Semite, we have already defined, and if you've watched a previous clip, Professor Griff and Nick Cannon, not too long ago, they were in hot water because it was a whole discussion in Cannon's class concerning the original word of anti-Semite. And when you name these people in these industries, that's where they say you have to apologize because you have misspoken and disrespected the Jewish people. But again, Black family, we're going to look into the beginning of who really are the Jews and how God has created us in his perfect image. So I want you to sit back and listen, relax, hear the word, for today is going to be Worship Sunday. But before we go, though, I want Iman, if you want to chime in, if we have any callers on standby, to chime in and talk about your definition of what it is to be the original man.
I'm going to give a shout-out to the chief of staff out there on the front line who's bringing revolution by the book. And he's a strong soldier, a man of military arms and defense training, and he loves to do his training sessions and get people familiar with self-defense and how to use your weapons against the opposition, your open enemy, and all of those that are in the goddamn way. You know how to clear a path and make way for the new Black Panther Party for self-defense and make way for the revolution and make open room for the teachers on Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad and all those real freedom fighters that really just don't give a damn about no devil named Uncle Sam. I'm just going to bring to the airways our beloved brother who can tell you a whole lot about this anti-Semitism, man. All of the sentiments and what goes with it on the 9 yards from 196,940,000 square miles, all Black Panther property of view. We present to you our beloved brother, National Chief of Staff, our beloved brother Ezreal, and he's going to drop it like it's hot. Peace be unto you and power to the people, Brother Ezreal, because you're live right here on Black Power Radio. My mind.
Black unity, Black power, Black unity, Black strength, Black power, Black sovereignty, and yes, Black supremacy. It is just that time. Just by definition alone, we cannot be anti-Semitic. We are the original man, the original woman. Just when you take a look at the word Jewish in itself, you have to analyze this word. You have to break down this word, understand the meaning of this word, Jewish. Now, when you look at this, the suffix of Jewish that I have taken, the suffix has a meaning. The meaning of the ish suffix is near or to be almost like or sharing the characteristic of or having a proximity to. These are the definitions of the suffix ish. We know for a fact that this devil came along and stole the terminology of being a Jew, He is the so-called Jew for a reason. He was wiped from the face of this earth for a reason. Now, when you go back and you look at the history of the so-called Jew as it relates to this devil has been kicked out of 100-something countries. Even Adolf Hitler himself knew that this so-called Jew was not the real Jew, which sparked the German Holocaust to get rid of or exterminate this so-called Jew, because he knew in himself that there was no such thing as this white Jew or this so-called Jewish individual. There was a conversation that gets a piece of history that gets left out of context that never gets spoken about, and it was a conversation that Adolf Hitler himself had. There was a quote by Hitler, and I don't want anyone to misconstrue. I do not by any means endorse or put a devil like Adolf Hitler on a pedestal by any means necessary. I do not. Just as the late and honorable Dr. Khaled stated when he went to the Holocaust Museum, I understand just as much as everyone else on this planet understood that what Adolf Hitler did was unacceptable, but necessary in the extent to abolish something that was an abomination. There is always a side conversation or a side reference. How did the Jew leave Africa black and come back white? Because their birthright was stolen by this so-called Jew, by this white man. Again, we understand that in no way, shape, or form is this called Jew ever been white. The black man and the black woman is the original Jew.
Right on, right on. And that we got to give. Got to give accolades for that. Microphone drop. On point, Brother Azrael. So that definitely is, in short, who we are as the original man. So we must never, ever forget or pass by the birthright that we still have to go upon us. So I would like for us to really think about what is our purpose individually as we move forward. So thank you so much for that, Brother Azrael, and very well spoken upon what is the Jew, what is us, what is the black man, the original man. So as we move forth on Sunday, I would definitely would love to hear other brothers, if they or sisters, if they have any idea of what it really means to be the original man and the struggles that we feel. 1619 was the year slavery started here in the Americas. 1619, this is a specific date, because 400 years later, in 2019, the keys were handed to us. And so as the Lord made this promise that we will take over, are we prepared to do so? And we can honestly say in 2022, black family, that we are not. We are almost there, but we yet to still build our institution. We have yet to still acquire land nationally. We have yet to still own communities that we live in. So we still have a few ways to go. And as we move forward, each of us, as our brother Ty said earlier, must do your part. You know what you're doing, and you know what you're not doing. Right now, the Most High knows what all of us are doing. And it is to him that we have to ultimately give answer to. So do your work on earth, so that way spiritual matters will make sense. So at the top of the hour, we're going to play one more worship song. And We will listen into the very beginning, the book of Genesis. And so as we find out why people are up in arms when the black man says, I am the original Jew, that why is that so controversial? We must have something in place to back it up. A strong military, strong institution, strong community is all we have to build in order to answer to that question. But until then, black family, we are still subjugated to what we have here. Make me want to holler. I tell you, that's the story of our life nowadays. So what does it make you holler? Discrimination, systematic racism, inopportunities, lack of education, dirty streets, crack cocaine. What is it that makes you want to holler? Sometimes you just got to let it out. Stand there and just scream your head off. Does it move the needle much? No. But if it makes you feel good, do it. But what we do want to do is be proactive, black family, because we are at war. The black man has been the subject of torment since day one. We are at war. So what are we doing to prevent that? Are you ready? Do you have your armor on, black family? Are you strapped with your armor? And what is your armor?
it is knowledge. Your knowledge is power. And as we navigate this temporary place where we have to wage war against the oppressor tells us that we have no power. But is that true? You got to tell this man that I am a revolutionary. I am a revolutionary, and you got to mean it by your action. So this is why, Black Family 2023, we can't fool around. This is sincerely from your Department of Justice. There is no justice if there's no peace. But that peace will come when you recognize who you are. So, Black Family, be of vigilant and alert at all times, because God is in control. When I tell you, the season is coming when everything of the oppressors will be turned over to us. But are we ready to take over? Ah, that's the question. That's the question. So join us next week, where we'll be talking about the election reviews, as well as deconstructing this anti-Semitism debacle. We will go forth on the history of Kyrie and Kanye as well in depth. And we want our young people to chime in. So if you have a friend, let them know. Call in. We want to hear from you. You is what makes this show go round. And then we will also be looking into the movie Boys in the Hood. Yes, this is a cult classic, and it has stirred up some quite controversy lately. So we'll be discussing that in depth, and also the legacy John Singleton, who actually wrote and directed this film, was a place in South Los Angeles, was a setting place. But the significance of Boys in the Hood and how it portrays black men in the media is something that is so profound. So we'll divulge into that on Monday, November 21st. So again, I want to say thank you so much for joining us this Sunday evening. This is Sunday Worship Time on Black Power Radio, where we're looking into who we are as the original man. We are going to go back to the beginning, where it all began, where God has created us in his perfect image. So sit back, relax, and let's listen to the book of Genesis.
Now Sarai.
We would have many more questions than we do about our world and who we are if it were not for the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis. The title, Genesis, means beginnings, and the opening words to this, the greatest story ever told, tell us that in the beginning, God created all things. He not only created all things, but from these ancient texts, we can listen to him interacting with all he made. Genesis records many beginnings, the beginning of the world, of family, of sin and evil, of languages, and of the nations. Genesis begins the great salvation story of God's purpose and plan for his creation. Notice how God chooses one man named Abraham to become one chosen nation, Israel, that would be a light of salvation for all people. Moses was the human author of Genesis, but God directed his words. Notice how God intended the first several chapters to be a crucial summary of the origin of the world and its people. If one were to start from creation and then divide the whole Old Testament story in half chronologically, the midpoint would fall after about Genesis chapter 11. The rest of the story of Genesis tells about the lives of several major characters, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. It also introduces us to the way God pursues and enters into covenants or promises with his chosen people, pledging his loyal love for them, which serves to benefit all peoples.
Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse between the waters to separate water from water." So God made the expanse and separated the water under the expanse from the water above it. And it was so. God called the expanse sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear." And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years. And let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the sky." So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living and moving thing with which the water teems, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number, and fill the water in the sea, and let the birds increase on the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, livestock, creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals, each according to its kind." It was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds of the air, and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created. When the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and no shrub of the field had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not sent rain on the earth, and there was no man to work the ground, but streams came up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground. The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. And the Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river watering the garden flowed from Eden. From there it was separated into four headwaters. The name of the first is Pishon. It winds through the entire land of Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of that land is good. Aromatic resin and onyx are also there. The name of the second river is Gihon. It winds through the entire land of Cush. The name of the third river is Tigris. It runs along the east side of Asher. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die. The Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the beasts of the field and all the birds of the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds of the air, and all the beasts of the field. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said,
this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man.
For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh.
That is the story of creation. So, Black family, we don't have a tribe. We don't belong to anyone. We were created from the dust of the ground, and he blew the breath of life. And so our only alliance
is to the Creator. So when he said that we are his favorite creation and he created us on the last day and rested, we must take forth and know what our purpose is as the greatest creation. Now, you know, dust is not white. It's not pale. It is brown. And that is where our melanin comes from. That is why we are hated so. And as we look in the second hour, we are going to look into Abraham, where Abraham is the father of all nations. And through Abraham is where God, our creator, made a covenant to us that is relevant for today.
The man.
Are you ready, black people?
Coming from your own body will be your heir. He
took him outside and said, "Look up at the heavens and count the stars, if indeed you can count them." Then he said to him, "So shall your offspring be." Abram believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. He also said to him, "I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to take possession of it." But Abram said,
"O sovereign Lord, how can I know that I will gain possession of it?"
So the Lord said to him, "Bring me a heifer, a goat, and a ram, each 3 years old, along with a dove and a young pigeon."
Now, Black family, this is a very important part of the story where the Lord is telling Abraham that you will have possession of the land. Now, what do you think the Lord was talking about? What land do you think the Lord was talking about? This land right here in the Americas is what the Lord was talking about, that we would inherit this land that we built with our own blood, sweat, and tears. There is no other land that the Lord has promised us than right here in this soil.
Abram brought all these to him, cut them in two, and arranged the halves opposite each other. The birds, however, he did not cut in half. Then birds of prey came down on the carcasses, but Abram drove them away. As the sun was setting, Abram fell into a deep sleep, and a thick and dreadful darkness came over him. Then the Lord said to him, "Know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a country not their own, and they will be enslaved and mistreated 400 years.
Did you hear that, Black family? God predicted that we would be slaves for 400 years on this soil. And as history did predict, slavery did begin on this soil in 1619 and may have derived elsewhere before then, but accounted for on record is the year 1619.
"But I will punish the nation they serve as slaves, and afterward they will come out with great possessions. You, however, will go to your fathers in peace and be buried at a good old age. In the fourth generation, your descendants will come back here." After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward." But Abram said,
So as God promised, Black family, that the possessions of the oppressor will be given to us. And as we move forward along the years, we actually strayed away from God. We actually disobeyed what God commanded us. What did we replace God with? We replaced them with human rulers called kings or councilmen or governors or presidents. See, we no longer look to God who gave us a direct way in a relationship with him. We sort of build these walls along the way. And God knew that. And so that's why he told Abraham at this point, you will be slaves because of his disobedience for 400 years. But he did not say 405, 410, 500. He gave a specific number, Black family, and that number was 400. So when we look at the year 1619 plus 400 years, it actually gives us the year 2019. That was only 3 years ago. Now, the year 2019, why was that so significant? Because when God makes a promise to us, he doesn't break it. So in 2019, there was a way for us to regain the land. But for some way, Black family, we, again, missed the calling. We were not unified. We were not listening directly to God. We were distracted. But that is by design. And so that's why when God sends messengers to rile us back up, what do, as history has shown? We kill them. Martin Luther King was not killed by his own admission. He was killed by orchestration, by black and white alike. Malcolm X was not killed by his own volition. He was killed because the message was correct. Frederick Douglass, Fred Hampton, Khalid Muhammad. There are many other examples of messengers throughout the years that God has sent. And when we stray away from the messenger and the message, we still remain wandering. So in 2019, something significant happened. It was COVID. And that, my friends, was the great reset. But we still did not recognize the change of hands because we were not ready. We did not have institutions in place to take over the old ones that were dying. We did not have a policy or political party in place to replace this Roman government that we're currently under, guised under something called the Constitution. The Constitution, the way it's written, states that we are going to be slaves for however long the oppressor, the founding fathers, want. And so that's why we must get back to God and have that relationship with the Most High so we can get back our sovereignty and win back our birthright. It is still there. So after COVID, a lot of old heads did pass. A lot of companies, a lot of policies did change. It gave a bigger opening for us as the original man, as God's favorite creation, the black man, to take over. But we missed the call.
When the sun had set and darkness had fallen, a smoking fire pot with a blazing torch appeared and passed between the pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram and said, "To your descendants, I give this land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates, the land of the Kenites, Kenizzites, Kadmonites, Hittites, Perizzites, Rephaites, Amorites, Canaanites, Girgashites, and Jebusites."
And all of these tribes that he's naming are tribes of the oppressor. One by one, the Lord said he's going to have them fall, and we can regain possession. As the post and the torches pass by each post, what that signifies is the burning down of the old so we can regain the new. And after COVID happened, it wiped out a lot. That great reset was not recognized. So then in May 2020, the unthinkable happened. A black man on camera was killed, and the nation was in an uproar.
On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram and said, "To your descendants, I give this land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates, the land of the Kenites, Kenizzites, Kadmonites, Hittites, Perizzites, Rephaites, Amorites, Canaanites, Girgashites, and Jebusites." Chapters.
We're waking up this morning to devastation in Minneapolis. Peaceful protests transitioning into violence and looting. One man is dead and another is in custody after a shooting near the demonstrations. Some buildings up in flames, others seriously damaged. The fire could be seen from miles away. The Wendy's nearby also burned, in addition to several other buildings around the area.
When the sun had set and darkness had fallen, a smoking fire pot with a blazing torch appeared and passed between the pieces.
The fire could be seen from miles away. The Wendy's nearby also burned, in addition to several other buildings around the area. Our crews camped.
And so in Genesis chapter 15, this prophecy came true in 2022. The burning and the looting and the protests that really devastated many communities for the uprising and the injustice to George Floyd. It was justifiable. And so this was an opportunity for the great reset called COVID, and now the relooting and the repositioning of many corporate businesses that went out of business. Did we hear the call the second time, black family? Do we hear the call the second time? Are we able to now jump in where there's opportunity for us to take over? As we speak in Los Angeles, we have no governance. We don't have a city council. We have people literally running with like a chicken with no head. And right now we're waiting on the mayor race, which is between Karen Bass and Nick Caruso, the billionaire builder and the community activist. But one thing for certain, the mayor's seat means absolutely nothing without proper governance. And this is why I say, Black family, we must govern ourselves. We must create a way for us to solidify a institution that we have a backing of. And the way that we can do that is to claim who we are, simple as that. Once we know who you are, you claim it. And in unity, we claim it before the oppressors by way of obtaining the land and building on it. Finding out what's empty in your location and taking it. There are no more zoning laws. It does not apply to us, for we are not considered citizens. We are still slaves in a strange land. When you start claiming what's in your backyard without waiting for the oppressor to tell you, you can't do that because of section code, law, book, article, section, number 4, 8, 3, 6, whatever red lines they want to throw at you. It doesn't matter if you know who you are and you claim it. And so this is what I want us to do, Black family, is to not do business as usual. If you have not taken your opportunity to vote, at least, to do your earthly duty, to be recognized as someone who built this country, then you have every aspect right now to build your own. We must, Black family, have our own party. That is no question about it. We must have our own institution. There's no question about it. We got Dr. Umar, brother out there with Frederick Douglass Marcus Garvey School. Despite how many years that it's taken to open, this brother is still at it, proactive, trying to redefine the educational system for our Black youth. And that, brothers and sisters, should be commended. But we have more naysayers. We have more spectators. We have more complainers that actually cut down the work of many revolutionaries out there in the streets. And so that's why people like our brother Ty earlier, who was expressing the lack of proactiveness that we can see that is making us delay our birthright to reclaim it. Brothers and sisters, God only said 400 years. That's 1619 to 2019. We're 3 years late, brothers and sisters. We are 3 years late. So let not 2023 be the year that we let go again and miss our birthright. So what I ask you to do is to get involved. First way you do, call in and say, hey, I would like to form my own chapter in my own city and represent the people, elect officials, train our youth in policy, build institutions, reclaim our land. You can call us at 1-866-548-0521. That's 1-866-548-0521. And if you want to donate financially to the cause of the revolutionaries that are currently doing the groundwork for us to come together with a plan of action, 77 Bakers, Cash App, very simple. Sheikh Elimam Akbar is no secret. His heart and his mind and the love that he has for our people, for us to create a platform for you to know how we are going to be winning. We're going to be victorious because God said we were. But brothers and sisters, don't miss the call now. Don't miss your purpose. Our main purpose is to gain traction. We're not just talking. We're not YouTubians, so to speak, where many people do become revolutionaries online. No shade to them, but there's real work to be done. We need to gather some hammer and nails and start building the housing for our families. We must investigate the billions of financial donations through our taxes that we have not claimed. Our taxes, brothers and sisters, is our birthright as well. So make no mistake, everything that has been stolen from us shall be given back. But you, Spark, gotta be proactive about it. So with that being said, I'm so glad that you are still with us, listening to the original form of how we are and moving forward to how we will be. So we're going to take another musical break, and we'll head back. Thank you for listening to Black Power Radio on Sunday evening, right here on BPR.
Everybody's free!
That was Tavon Carter, Everybody's Free, and Buju Baton, African Pride. We must never forget where we come from, the motherland, Africa. Mother Africa. Here we are. So we relinquish the right back to our co-host, Sheikh Imam Akbar. And if you have any callers, we'd love to hear from you of what your definition of black, or if you'd like to just chime in and tell us your thoughts of the evening. We definitely appreciate you joining us on Black Power Radio this evening. From the desk of the Department of Justice, we want freedom. We want power to determine the destiny of our black community. We want full employment for our people. We want an end to the robbery by the others of our black community, the oppressors. We want decent housing, fit for shelter of human beings. We want education for our people that exposes the true nature of this decadent American society. We want education that teaches our true history and our role in the present-day society. We want all of our melanated men and women to be exempt from the military service, for they sure don't stand for us, so we shall not die for them. We want an immediate end to police brutality and the murder of our black people. We want freedom for all black men held in federal, state, county, and city prisons and jails. We want all black people to be brought to trial and tried in a court by a jury of our own peers, people from our own communities, as defined in the Constitution of this here United States, which we do not abide by, for it does not protect us against criminalization. And last but not least, we want land, bread, housing and education, clothing, justice, and peace. And those are the 10 points of what not only a Panther wants, but what we all should want as the original man, the black man, the African. So again, thank you for joining us this Sunday right here on Power Radio. I'm hoping that my co-host didn't die on me over there, but if you can, chime back in, fellas. We definitely want you in as we move forward with black empowerment. So today we have learned of our originality, of what we are to do moving forward. How often do we forget the powers that we have within ourselves? And I hope that in 2023 that'll be resurrected, as we say.
Okay. All right, well, Mother.
I'm going to have to disconnect on this line here.
You're doing a fantastic job out there reaching out to the world community to bring you more of what you listen to radio for, and therefore we must do our best and put our best foot forward in the right direction. Thank you, Dr. Critical Truth Bay, for giving such a great contribution to Black Power Radio. As you always do, save the best for last. We got you right here. There are a few people in our vast and participating audience that may perhaps have something to add to or to give you a question or two. You just never know until we ask. And that's like covering down. Yes. Go ahead. You said something?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know you were back on. Okay.
Okay. All right. Just filling in the void, don't you know? But you had something you were going in the continuity of what you were doing.
We actually wrapped up. But I want to just say for next week, again, remind anyone who wants to go to Spartanburg or support in City Council, Monday, November 21st at 366 North Church Street. So if you want to go to church, so to speak, that'll be a perfect place for you to speak on the injustices of what needs to change in this county of Spartanburg. And so here we are, Power Radio on Sunday, divulge a little bit about the beginning of who we are.
in the book of Genesis, and we really want you to take to heart. I'd like to hear from our brothers and sisters out there in the listening audience on what their mission would be, what their purpose is. How would they like to contribute to us regaining our birthright?
Okay, tomorrow on Black Power Radio, we'll bring in some more justice. Give us the title of that room for tomorrow.
Absolutely. So then we're going to be covering,
yes,
we'll be updating on local news primarily and finding out there is supposed to be a hearing or not. We'll hear more about it through Mother Reese and find out what the next steps will be concerning for justice for Lavelle. And that's what we'd like to leave with our supporters this week, to really be proactive and support this particular case, because it really is power to the people when all government bodies have failed to bring justice. So I'd like for Mother Reese to probably chime in on that and give us a last request on what you'd like to do.
It sounds fantastic.
I just want us to stay unified. I just want us to stay prayerful. I just want us to be on one accord. And just ask God for wisdom and knowledge and understanding and guidance of what we need to do. I mean, because we don't know. I mean, we playing it by ear because they really got us by the tail, got, you know, as far as the Bell's case is concerned, we held at bay. They holding us hostage. Because I don't know no more than I know 44 days ago, October the 3rd. I know I buried my son on October the 11th. I don't want to keep sounding like a broken record, but it's the truth. It's 44 days.
Right.
And I don't know why. You know, it's the not that is really crucial, and it's the not knowing that's hard mentioned. But God is not going to put no more we can bear, and he's going to give us the strength. He's going to give me the strength to endure the challenges and the journey ahead. I just want y'all to just keep being in prayer, and we pray for each other, because we are our brother's people. And that's about it. That's about all I have to say. And you know, the race is not for those who endure. So I'm going to endure to the end.
Right.
I'm Black Power to us.
That's right.
Hope alive. It's the only thing I can say.
Right on.
You said it. Wow. So with all that has been said and all that we could potentially say, we know that our beloved brother, Marvin Gaye, said it best, and we always know how he says it.
Miss you, 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 mi got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays a favorite song. Me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high, 'cause she's got her own obligations. Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same Mrs. Jones, got a thing going on. The same time, and we're gonna hold hands like we used to.
many things has held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
My father.